We're in Psalm 48 this morning. And we're going to look at the first verse and the last verse. And from King James, it says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness." And the very last verse of the psalm says, "For this God is our God." For how long? Forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. Well, the very first verse talks about our God, and what does it say about him? It says he's great. Yes, do you believe God is great?
Yes.
Amen. How do you know? Do you know in your knower that he's great?
Yes.
Has he proven that to you?
Yes.
All right, I want you to turn to the person next to you, and I'd like you to tell them how you know in your heart that God is great.
He's great because he took care of you.
Sure,
and you
did.
Even knew it was a Douglas fir. I wouldn't have had a clue it was a Douglas fir.
I looked
just
up.
A tree.
After I turned over, I looked up.
Oh, good. You know all those things. Amen. Amen. He's great. You know, when we talk about him to one another, and when we recount the fact that he is great, and he's great to us, I know, I'm going to just keep talking. They'll finally get over it. Amen. And when we tell each other how great it is, then it makes it really easy for us to praise him, doesn't it, huh? It just stirs that faith in our hearts when we get to talk about him and testify to one another or somebody in the world who's not a Christian how fabulous and how great God is. The Passion Bible says there are so many reasons to describe God as wonderful, so many reasons to praise him with unlimited praise. Amen. We have unlimited praise in our hearts for him. And then the last verse says, yes, this is our God, our great God forever. He will lead us onward until the end through all time, beyond death, and into eternity. I'm looking forward to that, too. Not only the here and now, but the forever after, being with him preciously. Let's stand and let's say it from the good old King James Version. Great is the Lord,
and greatly to be praised,
in the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness. For this God is our God forever and ever.
He will be our guide even unto death.
This Lord, this great God, that's who we're going to enter into praising this morning. Amen.